Now on the line with me is David Wilder. He is the spokesperson for the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world. It's some 4,000 years ago, dating back to Abraham, who came to Hebron from Ur of the Chaldees over in what is modern-day Iraq to establish this Jewish community. David, as I understand it, and we've just got you on the line, people tell me that you have just come from a demonstration. What's happening there in Hebron right now?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of building and renovations being done in Hebron on the Jewish side of the city. This is being funded by the European Union, the Spanish, the French. And basically what happens is the Arabs can build, they can do whatever they want, they don't need licenses, they don't need permits. And the Jewish community here, on the other hand, isn't allowed to build anything. We're not allowed to put one stone on top of the other, we're not allowed to purchase anything. And where we're demonstrating is discrimination. The fact that they can do whatever they want, and we can't do anything, when their stated goals, as they write on their website, is to basically put a stranglehold around the community to keep us from growing. And actually, the Israeli administration, the security forces, are allowing, are playing into their hands, allowing them to do that. And we're very upset by this. And of course, there's tremendous strategic danger also, because a lot of the places where they're building very high up are on the only road that leads between Hebron, going up towards the Kiryat Arba community, and then going out to Jerusalem. It's a danger. And we had a protest march this afternoon dealing with this.
Well, I'm going to make this as quick as possible so you can get back. I know you're the spokesperson. You need to be there covering this situation. One of the reasons I wanted to get a hold of you was that the Israeli Defense Force, or Shin Bet, which is the security aspect of the Israeli government, that department that deals with ferreting out terrorists, have uncovered a terrorist cell of Palestinian terrorists there in Hebron. And this doesn't sound good, bode well for what's going on even as of today.
Well, first of all, we're very happy that they did catch them. There are a lot of terrorist cells around. There are a lot of terrorists in and around Hebron, and there are even more of them since the Gilad Shalit deal, when a lot of terrorist murderers were released from prison. But we're very thankful that the good Lord opened the eyes of the security forces and they found these people, because they had very concrete plans to try to kidnap people from this area, perhaps hold them for hostage for ransom, or to kill them. And we're very, very thankful that they uncovered this group. And we hope they keep continuing to work as hard as they are to uncover more of these groups, because they spring up one after another.
Well, indeed, I understand there's a lot going on in Hebron. I've got David Wilder on his cell phone. That may be somewhat of the distortion in trying to understand what he's saying, but it is important we talked with him. This is just evidence, my friend, eavesdropping on this conversation, of how the Jewish people are trying to sustain life in the piece of real estate that God has given them, the area of Judea and Samaria. And David, let me just ask you a couple of quick questions. I'll let you get back to what's going on there. Why is it you're a United States citizen who made the decision to immigrate to Israel? You took your family there. You have a number of children with some grandchildren, etc. What is it in you that makes you want to live in this Jewish community established by Abraham 4,000 years ago and continue on in the face of these dangers?
Look, first of all, it's a tremendous privilege to live in the first Jewish city in Israel. It's a privilege to live where Abraham lived. It's a privilege to live where King David lived. You know, what better place in the world is there for a Jew to live? This is our very roots. It's the roots of Judaism. It's the roots of monotheism. And for a Jew to be able to live here, to pray at the Tomb of the Patriarchs, and to walk in the footsteps of our ancestors, it's beyond imagination. And it's true, we have to deal with difficulties. There are difficulties all over Israel. In truth, there are difficulties all over the world. But those difficulties are very, very minute compared to the privilege it is and the honor it is to be able to live in such a holy place.
Wow. Did you hear what he said, folks? To live in the original home site for Abraham and where King David ruled over Judah for a seven-year period of time. By the way, you can read about that in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 5. David, just final question before I let you go and you get back out to the activities happening there in Hebron right now. Is there hope for the future? Do you see that things are going to settle down? You'll be able to have a peaceful life with your family there, possible coexistence with these others that want to drive you out of the land now?
Listen, Jimmy, one has to look at these things in a very special perspective. We were in exile for 2,000 years. Jews had to live through exile from their homeland, the destruction of the temple. We lived through an inquisition. We lived through expulsions from most of the countries in Europe, and we survived the Holocaust. And all of those were attempts to annihilate us, to cease the Jewish people from existing. And we've come back home. And we didn't just come back here. It wasn't just by chance. God brought us back here. Without God, we wouldn't be here today. And he didn't bring us back so that we would leave again. He brought us back so that we could reestablish our homeland and be a part of the redemption that we've been waiting for so long. This is part of that redemption. I can't predict. I'm not a prophet. I don't know when things will change dramatically, and I don't know when the rest of the world and the Arabs included will accept the fact that we have a legitimate right to be here. But we're here, and we're here because this is our home. We know that we have to be here, and we're going to stay here. And we'll deal with everything that we have to deal with. If the Jews could get through the Inquisition and the Holocaust, then we can get through this.
Hey, amen. That is absolutely true. But God's word says you'll be there. It's a piece of real estate he's promised to the Jewish people. And he said that piece of real estate will be given to them forever. And God's word will come to pass. That's an absolute. You can take that to the bank. That's for sure. Well, David, thank you so much for giving me a few moments with you. I know that's a very busy time there in Hebron. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy. Always good to talk to you.